Who is she? So now, he even bring girls on dates? Girls who are not your best friend since kindergarten? Girls who are unworthy of even landing their slutty eyes on you? Oh, they were just classmates who asked you to give them a hand with some homeworks. Fine. No. I'm not angry at you. How could I? Just listen. Isn't that obvious, though? I mean, I am clearly flirting with you and still nothing. I am literally pressing my fat chest on your back. We have both been single so far, and you cannot deny how most of my ways with you have been overactive. What? Give it to me. Let me see. One of those bitch ask you out? Oh, no. Nothing, dear. Absolutely nothing. Just been looking for the right nerve. Okay. Sorry, darling, but you have to sleep for now. Don't worry, though. Don't worry. It was the only option you gave me, but don't worry. I will take good care of you from now on. You are not restrained. So, okay. I know that we would have been staying together at my place anyways, cause your parents are on a business trip, but please, you know that I am not able to resist, and you had given me the perfect occasion on a silver plate. Listen, I am aware of my overwhelming nature, but come on. How many times have I mistakenly shown myself to you while wearing only my underwear? Sleepwalking into your bed by accident while being completely naked, and still, you try to date other girls? How dense can you not to understand? What is it now? If you have something to say, just say it. Alright. You are trapped in my lumps of fat. Okay. What were you trying to tell me? No, I won't unwrap my legs from your waist until you tell me. If I had actually read the message, well, there was the date word in the chat you had with another girl, one from my class, so... What? No way. No way. Let me check on your phone. Okay. Okay. Let me read it. she was in my same dancing school, blah blah blah. This about you. One thing to ask Irish out for dinner. My best advice would be to gently ask her for a date. You know how impulsive she is, but feel free to ask me for any advice. I am always happy to help my best friend's little brother. Stupid. Okay, this one's on you, but if you were asking how to ask me out, then then I love you already, Mr. Danciness. Never mind though, I cannot believe that I have finally found the proof of what I have always known. You were mine, yes. You are mine, mine. You are mine. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Still had to send a paper bomb to her house, so no distractions for the rest of the day. Only each other. Well then, now that we are a couple, let's start to think about our wedding and about our sons and daughters' names and. Okay. Fine. I will slow down a little bit. But we have to talk about those things one day anyways. I haven't spent the last couple of years writing those 9,049 12 times for nothing. I love you. Don't worry. I have been studying lots and lots of books on the matter. I can cook almost everything. I can do house chores, applying on little force on those who annoy you and little ones of those that dare to hurt you. No. Oh, but now you need the rest. I have touched a nerve to make you fall asleep earlier. And even if it's nothing to worry about, you would have some trouble staying awake for. No. Such a cute yawn. See? That's what I was talking about. So now, rest on my big pillows and fall asleep. I won't move a single muscle. Sleep as much as you need to. I will prepare dinner or whatever you want to eat upon your wake.